I'm Alina, and we're going to be talking about the panda gator. The reason for my podcast is that no one had ever seen this animal before, and it's a new animal that no one had ever seen. The people that seen it think it's a pretty cool animal. I seen this animal in the rainforest, and I just seen a pretty cool animal, and then I started the research about it. It's going to survive. It's going to survive by having panda feet helping them run fast. They can run up to 24 miles per hour or more. It also helps because when it's cold out, the fur on the feet will help it keep warm, for their feet are not cold. Did you know the panda gator has the features of a panda and an alligator? That's why it's called the panda gator. It's a cool animal to learn about and learn facts about. It may be your favorite animal. We'll never know. The second reason how it's going to survive is a panda face to help it hide in snowy habitats to help them get away from predators and keep safe. The third reason how it's going to survive is alligator teeth, because it helps them eat and has very strong jaws. To eat hard shells, animals, they use their teeth to hold prey in their mouth. A fun fact is the panda gator lives in the rainforest. Here's some facts. Rainforests are a powerful natural climate solution. There are several different types of rainforests. Most of life in the rainforest lives in trees. Tropical rainforests cover less than 3% of the earth area. Fourth reason how it's going to survive. It's going to have an alligator body going to help them, because since alligators live in hot areas, they need thick skin to protect them from the sun. This thick skin can also protect alligators from sticks, branches, and other vegetation when they are moving quickly to get a meal. It helps them by not getting eaten by a lion, so an alligator can survive. Last but not least is an alligator tail. It's going to help it survive because of its powerful muscles help them swim faster. It also helps because it allows them to hydroplane across the surface of the water. Using the muscles in their tail, an alligator can propel itself up to 5 feet out of water. If you want to see the panda gator, you have to go to the rainforest. Hi, I'm Elena, and thank you for listening to the panda gator. Hopefully you get to see it one day.